This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The GST Council has approved the rate rationalisation with a focus on the common man, labour-intensive industries, farmers in agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services tax on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. She informed that the GST Council approved exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policies, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies, all individual health insurance policies, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof. All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. Ms. Sitharaman said this move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country. The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices used for medical, surgical, dental or veterinary purposes or for physical and chemical analysis has also been reduced from 18% to 5%.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labour-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence.
The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chena and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said that the labour-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions. She said the GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle-class women and youth. In Chhattisgarh, 20 masks, including 9 women, surrendered in Sukma district. A reward of 33 lakh rupees had been announced on them. These masks surrendered at the office of the Superintendent of Police in Sukma yesterday. Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said that the surrendered Maoists were allegedly involved in several incidents of violence. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall at some places over Gujarat today. The IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan and Goa. In hockey, the second Super 4 stage match between India and Korea in the Asia Cup Championship ended in a 2-2 draw yesterday at the Rajgir Sports Complex Stadium in Bihar. India will now face Malaysia in their next Super 4 stage encounter, scheduled for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.